This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Semicon India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi. Aimed at catalyzing India's semiconductor ecosystem, the three-day conference will focus on advancing a robust, resilient and sustainable semiconductor ecosystem in the country. It will feature sessions on the progress of the Semicon India program, smart manufacturing, innovations in research and development and artificial intelligence, investment opportunities, state-level policy implementation, among others. Now we take you live to the Prime Minister's address.
तेल के कुओं से तय होता था, तेल के इन कुओं से कितना पेट्रोल निकलेगा, इस आधार पर ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी ऊपर नीचे होती रहती है, लेकिन 21वीं शताब्दी की शक्ति छोटी सी चिप में सिमट करके रह गई है। ये चिप भले छोटी सी है, लेकिन इसमें दुनिया की प्रगति को बड़ी गति देने की ताकत है।
Addressing the inaugural ceremony, Union Minister for Electronics and IT, Ashwani Vaishnaw, said that since the launch of India's semiconductor mission, the world is looking towards India with full confidence. He informed that construction of 5 semiconductor units is going on at a rapid pace in the country. He also presented the first Made in India chip to the Prime Minister. He added that 2 more such manufacturing units will start production in a few months.
Today, construction of 5 semiconductor units is going on at a rapid pace. Pilot line of 1 unit is completed and we just presented the first Made in India chip to Honorable Prime Minister. 2 more units will start production in a few months from now. The design of 5 more units is progressing very well. Ecosystem partners for chip manufacturing are all here. Overall, we can say that the foundation of this foundational industry is laid very well.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sakh Sahkari Sangh Limited through video conferencing today. This initiative is expected to strengthen entrepreneurship development among rural women and accelerate the growth of community-led enterprises. The objective of establishing the Jivika Nidhi is to provide easy access to funds at affordable interest rates to community members associated with Jivika. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also transfer 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. The system will operate entirely on a digital platform, ensuring faster and more transparent fund transfers directly into the bank accounts of Jivika Didis. Punjab is battling the first floods, having claimed 29 lives so far since August the 1st. Lives have been lost in all the 12 affected districts. Over 2.46 lakh people have been affected, with 1.45 lakh in Gurdaspur alone. A total of 96,061 hectares of farmland has been impacted by the floods in several districts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken with Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann and discussed the situation arising due to rain and flooding in Punjab. Continuous rainfall across most parts of Uttarakhand has severely disrupted normal life. Landslides in the hilly regions and waterlogging in the plains have added to the difficulties faced by residents. Major rivers and mountain streams across the state are in spate. Persistent rainfall and landslides at several locations have significantly impacted daily life. In affected areas, people have been relocated to safer places and essential facilities are being provided. The death toll in eastern Afghanistan's powerful earthquake has crossed 800, with at least 2,500 people estimated to be injured. The death toll is likely to go up as people are feared trapped under the rubble. New Delhi will host the Badminton World Championships in August next year. The announcement was made by the Badminton World Federation, BWF, during the closing ceremony of the 2025 championships in Paris yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.